accession number 18828, Real Fort.
Lionel Knight, Real Fort.
Well, yes, we just went up to the gates in actual fact, and that was all I saw of it. And of course, the war being over, it was a tremendous sense of relief. And I always remember, because when we were at Silla, the war, when we first got there, the war was still on. And we heard the news over the radio. We were surrounded by a conifer wood. And I walked away and I sat down and I cried.
Had they
it had been a long time. I'd been in the army nearly 6 years. I'd been around a bit. And I suppose it was relief. I don't know. But I can say from that on, that's it. After that, the regiment got disbanded. The whole of the brigade got disbanded. Dispersed. I was sent up to the 3rd Tank Regiment. The base called Flensburg on the Danish border. And I had a wonderful time up there for the last few weeks of my army career. And
why was it so marvellous?
Pardon?
Why was it so marvellous?
Well, everything was over. We had motorboats, we had sailing boats, regimental duties were practically non-existent. I took a heavy-duty driver's course as I was up there. And we just wandered around the country. And we had a very nice officers' club there. And I just thoroughly enjoyed myself for the last 2 or 3 months.
Any resistance from the inhabitants?
No. On the contrary. They hadn't come in contact with the war very much up there, you know, on the Danish border, because it was plumb on the Danish border. And just across the fjord was Denmark, and you know, although it was all under German control, I don't think it was very much. There certainly wasn't anything in the way of fighting out there. And Flensburg was a lovely town.
Any contact with the Russians?
Never saw one. Now, I didn't go far enough east for them. No, I never saw any of them.
How do you feel now about having served in the Second World War with the armour?
With the army?
Armour.
Oh. I wouldn't have wanted to be anywhere else. You did say armour.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to be serving anywhere else. I think it was the best move I ever made to get into the armoured corps.
Why do you say that?
I'm talking about as far as the army is concerned, of course. Well, because of what I've said previously, it was so close to everybody, you know. Not just officers, but officers and men. They never tried to take advantage of the closeness that you had. But you did have a very close life together. Damn it, you lived together. There were 5 of you in a tank, or 4 in the early days, 3, and you lived on top of each other. You did everything together. you couldn't really have very many secrets in those circumstances, could you? We were all frightened to death together and elated together. You had the whole gamut of emotions, I suppose, and I think that lasted for a long, long time. I think that basically that's why a tremendous number of people, old boys old comrades associations and such like, still keep in touch. Okay, I have not been one of them, I've kept sort of in touch, but I do, you know, I do in a short sort of way. But it was an experience, 6 years and 9 months. And I was a bit annoyed about the fact that because when I was so young and joined up, I was one of the first in and one of the last out.
You said you were all frightened together. What were you frightened of most?
Well, I mean, when you were in action, you never knew, did you? You never knew whether you were going to get a smack. And even when you got out, when you were being shelled, I mean, I remember when I was in Normandy once and talking about being frightened. We had a bit of a dugout there whilst we were waiting to go on this attack on the car. And the next field we had to use as a laboratory. There was no other thing. We would just squat down and use it. And I was just about to perform when this lot from Le Havre started throwing over. And of course, a bit of a running joke. I remember at the time when I charged back with my trousers held up in my hand to get back to the dugout at the time. No, it was fun. Looking in retrospect, it was fun on occasions. Bloody horrible on other occasions.
What was the worst time of the war for you?
Pardon?
Which was the worst time of the war for you? Was it Normandy or North Africa or what?
Difficult to say, really. I think the boredom when I was with the East Lancs was the worst time. It was boring. And I think to myself, well, these people, okay, I had a fairly I suppose adventurous war. What was the Dunkirk and Northern Ireland and Middle East and then back home for D-Day. But I suppose I think of people who were basically maybe say in the infantry or something like that, could have been in it for 5 years doing nothing. And I think that would have been terrible. To think you were not doing very much to, you know, to get you out of the mess you were in. At least we were able to do what we thought was something anyway, to help things along. But I think the boredom of a lot of people at home must have been pretty hard to put up with.
What did you get your MC for?
Well, that was at on D-Day. If you remember, I was talking about this business of going up the hill towards Libisi Wood. Well, it basically was because of that particular enterprise and getting as far ahead as I did, and the fact that we were nearly cut off, and the fact that we were in a dangerous position before we even got there, I suppose the whole episode added up together amounted to that. It was a frightening day, no doubt about that.
And this was on D-Day itself?
Yes. It started about, well, it's first light, we'll say, when you're in the boats and everything going off, landing, charging across some open country, and then going down the dip and up the hill the other side, and being nearly cut off on the process. People you knew who had been knocked out. It was a long day, which didn't finish until about 10 o'clock that night. But there,